Amen.
I'm not amazed that he loved you, but I am amazed that he loved me. I have a lot of history to back up the reasons why I believe that. Amen? And so, I am thankful that he does. I am thankful that I'm here again tonight. Except being all the way home with him, I can't think of a place I would rather be than here in camp meeting in January at Shady Acres. I have not missed one since 1999, and I know a lot of people have been more than that. But for me, that is a humongous accomplishment. Amen. And I appreciate that. We'll be in the book of 2 Chronicles tonight, and chapter number 16. Very simple message. Imagine that, me bringing a very simple message. But I do appreciate your goodness. I appreciate your help. I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate you loving me and taking care of me all these years. I feel like this is my place, and it's always refreshing for me to be here. And I can't put it in good enough words. We'll begin here in verse number 5. Read just a few verses. Little simple talk here, amen, but I believe tonight that it is the word that the Lord wants me to deliver. Bible reads, and it came to pass when Baasha heard it that he left off building of Ramah and let his work cease. Then Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha was building, and he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. And at that time Ananiah the seer came to Asa king of Judah and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand? Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet, because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. I thought that's what that said. Foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, thou shalt have wars. Then Asa was wroth with the seer and put him in a prison house, for he was in a rage with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. And Father, I sure pray tonight, Lord, that you might help your people. Lord, that you might speak to your people. Lord, you might touch the place that needs to be touched, and each one of them to accomplish, Lord, the work that you want accomplished in them. Lord, not just for our own sake, but so that thou might be honored and glorified and magnified by us. And we sure will thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now, ain't that something? Here you've got a man, amen, that has already been protected, already had great victory given to him, amen, by the Lord. Simply trusting the Lord had brought this man great victory. A huge host had come against him, many horsemen, many chariots. He got the victory. God blessed his socks off, amen. Brought a little revival to the country.
got about 10 years of peace with no wars, which was a pretty long spell in that day. And yet, here he is. He got to where he was in a place like a lot of other people get. It is very easy to get to the place in our lives where we rely upon the blessings of God instead of God himself. Instead of the blesser, we start relying upon the great blessings that he's given us. He's given us what we need, amen, to build this. I give us what we need to build that. I give us what we need to go there. I give us what we need to maintain what we got at home. And yet, when a great battle comes up, how many times we think we got to go make alliances with folk we ain't got no business making alliances with. Which is exactly what he done. He went right straight, amen, to the folk he didn't need to have any dealings with. And that's who he hooked up with, because that's the way he thought he was going to have safety in the midst of the great battles that he was facing. Amen. It's easy to get in that place, ain't it? It's easy to get in a place, amen, to where we think that we're supposed to take care of our own business because of what God has already given us, instead of, amen, seeking his face, seeking his wisdom, seeking his discernment, seeking his presence, seeking his touch, seeking his protection, amen. And that's exactly where he got. You think, amen, after that wouldn't happen. But every one of us is prone to do that, amen. But I would say in our day, this described as the Laodicean period, amen. That's exactly where we're at, amen. We are rich and have need of nothing. We can take care of our own business and yet wonder why in the world, amen, that we're afraid, amen, that we're going to get overthrown. Afraid, amen, we're going to get wiped out. Afraid things is going to come against us that we can't handle. And we look to the things of the world and the things physically that we've been blessed with, amen, to take care of us instead of looking to the Lord. And so God loved this man just like he loves you and I. And so God got the preacher man. And the preacher man come. I preached to him a simple message. Hey, do you not remember when you trusted the Lord? And when you trusted the Lord, he gave you a great victory, amen. And why in the world are you going to the other things and using your own wisdom and your own discernment and your own power and the arm of the flesh to try to take care of yourself instead of relying upon the one who got you there? Amen? It's easy to get like that. Folks say you can't get like that if you get saved. I beg to differ with you, amen. You can have victory, amen. The blood can wash away, you'll see it, amen. But when we come up against battles, we start trying to handle it with the arm of the flesh instead of relying upon the one, amen, that's already brought us victory over self, sin, and Satan. Amen. Those things come along like that. And so the preacher man preaches to him, saying, don't you remember when God did this for you? How do I know that? Hey, I've been pastoring. I've been in evangelism. I know enough people to hear, amen, how that they get worried about things that's happening in their life. They get worried about whether they're saved or not saved. They get worried about whether they're going to get in trouble. They get worried about whether they're going to go broke, whether they're going to go hungry, whether they're going to get in prison. All sorts of things come against church folk, amen. Folk that I believe have definitely been saved, have definitely had a mark, a time in their life where they have been changed and they've been made different, but they got into a place to where there was a lull in the action, amen. And they got into a place to where they started relying upon the gifts that God gave them instead of relying upon God himself. And when they got in trouble like that, they had a preacher man come and tell them, hey, you ain't running. You ain't running, amen, with the Lord. You're running by the arm of the flesh. And that ain't never a popular message, amen. Ain't never a well-received message. And yet, how gracious is it for the preacher man to come and say, hey, I want to tell you something about our Lord. Our Lord is so gracious. Our Lord is so merciful. Our Lord cares so much. did his eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Not just one little part, but the whole earth. And all he's looking for is to show himself strong on the behalf of them whose heart is turned perfect towards him. Glory. What a gracious message that is. What an encouraging message that is. What a thrill it is to know that the Lord is looking for somebody to show himself strong for. All they got to do is be looking towards him. Simple. Anybody has the ability to do that. It's just a matter of whether they will or they will not. No, my. You'd think he'd start dancing to victory. He'd say, glory, hallelujah. Amen. The Lord's looking. He knows I'm in trouble. Amen. He's going to show himself strong on my behalf. Amen. Just because I'm looking to him. But oh no. He got mad. You know why he got mad? He didn't believe that message. He done got to a place where he did not believe that his Lord was looking after him and would take care of him and would go with him and would show himself strong on his behalf and meet every need that he had. He got to that place. Boy, how often does that happen today? How often today can that happen? We might not, any of us, raise our hand and admit we all get like that. But we all get to the place to where we doubt that God would show himself strong on our behalf just because we simply had our heart turned perfect towards him. We all think we've got to do something more than that. We all think we've got to do some worthwhile work, amen, bigger than that. We all think that we've got to earn that kind of favor. We all think, amen, a lot of things except what the book tells us. And the book tells us little simple things like that. And if it wasn't for the simple things like that, I'd not be here tonight, amen. Because the simple thing is where I can get in on it. Hey, I can't do much, but I can finally get this old heart turned towards the Lord. I can finally get that done, amen. I might not always have it right and get a perfect signal, but when it's fuzzy, when I can't get it, when it's staticky, I just keep turning it around, amen, till finally, oh, I get full charge, amen. I know that the Lord cares about me. How amazing it is that he loves me. He loves me. And tonight, church, tonight, the simple message is, even in this little bitty place that we're in, this is not nothing compared to the whole earth. But his eyes are upon you tonight to see whose heart is turned perfect towards him, that he might show himself strong on your behalf. He wants to help you tonight. He wants to help you tonight. And the only requirement is to be looking unto the author and the finisher of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We get weary and faint in our minds when we can't see Jesus, when we get out of touch with Jesus. Amen. When our antenna ain't towards Jesus, when we ain't getting that signal from heaven, and he sends us somebody to come and say, adjust your signal a little bit. If that heart is turned perfect towards him, he is looking to show himself strong on your behalf tonight. Amen. We don't believe that, though, do we? And when we don't believe that, we get mad when we hear that message. Oh, it ain't that simple. Can't be like that. Come on, preacher. You know it really ain't like that. That makes me mad because you know what that tells me? That tells me I must not be looking unto the Lord. And it ain't my fault. Surely ain't my fault. We like to preach about responsibility until it's time to take responsibility. As long as it's time for our neighbor to take responsibility, oh, we like that. Yeah. When it's time for us to take responsibility, sometimes it's a little different. That's a simple message, ain't it? Do we believe that the Lord our God still intervenes and intercedes for us, even as we speak? Seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for those who come unto him by Jesus Christ. Amen. How about that? We have a hard time believing, amen, that he intercedes for us when we don't know how to pray, amen. And with utterance and groanings, he gets the prayer turned around right. We have a hard time believing, amen, that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according unto his purpose. Amen. We have a hard time believing that we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. But my friends, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, because he is looking to show himself strong. He's magnified when he shows himself strong on our behalf. Amen. When he helps somebody like me, everybody that knows me say, only God could have got that done. Because we know that Terrell Jackson couldn't have got that done. We know that there's no way that that could happen. And God is magnified because he shows himself strong on the behalf of somebody who can just turn their heart towards him. Just turn their heart towards him. Oh, Hattie, that's what we need tonight. We need him to show himself strong on our behalf. We need that individually. We need that in our family. We need that in our church. We need that in our community. And we need that in our country. We need God to show himself strong on our behalf tonight. If God don't show himself strong, there's no hope for us. We have to have God show himself strong on our behalf. And guess what he'll do? He'll show himself strong on our behalf. If we'll trust the Lord with all our heart, and lean not under our own understanding, and he'll direct our paths. Glory, hallelujah. It's a simple message. It's an easy message. There's nothing difficult about it except trusting the Lord. That's the hardest thing in the world. I tell you what we need to work on is getting close to the Lord, looking to see where he's at. I'm getting in on it, amen. Being close to him, knowing where he's at, what he's doing, what's going on, amen. And the only way to do that is to get your antenna turned toward him. You have to keep up with him. He ain't hard to find. Man, we've had preacher after preacher get up here this week and show us right out of this book exactly what's going on. Another man gave us 5 gazillion numbers this morning to show us, amen, that God is alive. And that God cares. And that God ain't took his eye off of you. And he still helps his people. He still brings victory to his people. The gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. But yet when we look around, we wonder, amen, because it looks like hell might be creeping in. But it ain't going to, because he said he wasn't going to. That's good enough, because he said. How do I know he'll help? Because he said. How do I know he cares? Because he said. How do I know he loves? Because he said. Amen. Hereby perceive I the love of God, that he lay down his life for us. Hear about that. Because he said. It's good enough, ain't it? Yet it's hard to believe that tonight that the Lord would show himself strong on our behalf. Think of all the broken hearts that's in this room right now. That's covered up that nobody knows about. Think of all the hurts. Think of all the pains that's going on. Think of even the high places that don't think there's nothing wrong. And the Lord is surveying each and every one. And here's what he's looking for. He ain't looking at our arms. He ain't looking at our heads. He ain't looking at our feet. He's looking to see if that heart is turned perfect toward him. What are you looking for? Looking to see that right there. Why? So he can show himself strong on your behalf. So you can help not just yourself, but you can help the church. You can help the family. You can help your neighbor. You can help your community. Because God is working in your life. God helps in the time of trouble. And these are troublesome times. And folk want to say, we live in troublesome and challenging times. But when it comes time to present our trouble and our challenge and our problem unto the Lord, we have great difficulty as presenting ourselves as needy people unto the Lord. Lord, here am I am one big mess. We have a hard time doing that. But my friend, he ain't never seen a mess he couldn't fix. Amen. He ain't never seen a case that's too hard for him. Ain't never been a sinner presented unto him that he could not and would not save. Have a sinner that ever presented himself. A sinner indeed couldn't help himself. He's been able to save every single one. How about that? Every single one. You say, well, church, you don't know what he's done to me, what I've done, how I've messed everything up where I could never get back. I went too far. I've done this and I've done that. I don't have to know what you've done because I know what he done. He took care of everything. Amen. He paid the bill for every sin that there ever was. Amen. Has been, will be, is right now. He done paid the bill for every bit of it. Amen. He paid it one time. There ain't no payments owed on it, my friend. There is forgiveness and mercy with the Lord. And forgiveness and mercy can heal your hurt and heal your pain. We heard a wonderful testimony about how that he moved in to Philadelphia, right down, amen, to where heroin was king down there. And he's built a great work down there and shown himself strong on the behalf of hearts that was turned perfect toward him.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
He's able to do that today. He's able to do it for you.
Right.
Hey.
He's able to do it for you, church. He's even able to do it for me. As messed up as I am, every now and then I can get that heart turned towards him. Every now and then I can keep working at it and I can finally get it headed in the right direction. Every now and then I can get that perfect signal. And it don't take but just a little touch. Just a little touch. And that little touch goes a long, long way. Just a little grace goes a long, long way. Just one little word every now and then goes a long, long way. A long, long way. Just a little word. Here we are, just a simple little word. The Lord wants to show himself strong on your behalf. I believe that's what I've had all week long, and that don't ever happen. I've tried 50 different other things to preach that would fit better. Everybody's preached out of Chronicles just about this week, it seems like. And here it is, but it doesn't matter. This is the only one. He wants to help somebody. There's somebody in here tonight that's hurting, that's broke, that he wants to help.
Yeah.
And probably more than one. He wants to help. We live in a day to where people need help, and we are people. And we need help. You know who you are. You know what's going on. We all need it. We need that touch. We need the reality of it. He will show himself strong on your behalf. Well, it's hard to believe that he'd intercede on my behalf. But over and over, he's done it. Over and over, he's done it. Started long about 3 o'clock in the morning that I know about. In 1995.
Yeah.
May the 14th, 1995.
Sir.
In a cold, dark barn, not in no church, not at no altar. Interceded right there, got down on an old, nasty dirt floor, amen, in a barn. I don't even know for sure what I said, but I do know there's a lot of snot slung. I do know there was a lot of tears that come out. And I do know that somehow or another, a different man got up and went down.
Amen.
I do know, amen, that he's been faithful to show himself strong on my behalf, every time I've needed it. I might not think it was on time, but he stepped up and showed himself strong every time I had to have it. You know when you look, when you got to have it.
That's right.
That's when you look, is when you got to have it. As long as you can handle it with a little gold, with a little silver, with a little alliance here on earth, hard to look for that, ain't it? We have the example right here. Even a hard-headed king, he's interested in the lowly, but he's also interested in those that are not so lowly. Cared enough that he sent the preacher to a king. He said, looky here. I show myself strong on your behalf, son, if you just turn that heart perfect towards me. Made him mad, and he did not do it. In fact, he put the dude in prison for telling him that. In fact, he got mean to his people. He'd rather do that than he would to turn towards the Lord. He finished out his life that way.
started good, but he didn't finish good, because he started relying on the arm of the flesh instead of the arm of the Lord. So, church, tonight, where are you going to go? It's up to you. Tonight, he says he's got help for you. I ain't got nothing else to say other than he wants to help you. A little short message, simple message, but it's a very pointed message. It's a very pointed message. It's a very personal message. It's a very powerful message. Amen. Our Father, we're thankful tonight, Lord. I pray you'd help your people, Lord, that you do what needs to be done. Lord, there are a lot of folks tonight that stand in need. A lot of folks tonight, Lord, that's in a lot worse shape than what it looks like. Lord, I pray, God, that every need might be helped. Lord, I know that you're more than able. We love you tonight, and I sure thank you, Lord, that you care about us. Lord, that you'll intercede for us. Lord, that you help us, Lord. Lord, that you save us and keep us and preserve us for an eternity. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Those blind.